Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our reading for the day is from Acts chapter 9, verses 17 to 20. Ananias went his way and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me, that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Paul spent some time with the disciples at Damascus. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. These are God's words. Please be seated. Dear students, faculty, and staff, today our focus is on the conversion of St. Paul, but not really focusing on Paul, but the grace of God in Christ that he should reach someone like Paul. The change for Paul was dramatic. He went from hating Jesus and persecuting the followers of Jesus to loving Jesus and proclaiming his name as the Savior of all, the only way to be saved. God changed him for life. Do you wonder why was Paul so angry against those Jewish people who believed in Jesus? Well, as a Jew, he realized that there was a holy God, and his conscience and the Bible told him that he had sinned, and God demanded justice for sin. And Paul, as a Pharisee, over generations had worked out a system of works, of fasting, of praying, sacrifices, that he thought would lessen that guilt of sin and justify him before God. So he was offended as people claimed that they could not be saved by such works, but rather that Jesus had come to save them. Jesus, we don't know if Paul ever met Jesus or not, ever saw him, but I'm sure Paul had many friends that were Pharisees as well that were confronted by Jesus. And he condemned their system of works and their traditions that took away from the Word of God. He said that no one was good enough to be saved on their own from God's judgment. To Paul, Jesus could not be the Savior. After all, the very highest Jewish leaders had condemned him for blasphemy, for calling himself the Son of God. And Paul couldn't understand how these Jews could follow Jesus, who had publicly been executed by the Romans. Like many people today, Paul did not understand. He was blinded to the true meaning of Jesus' life and his death. He thought, with many other Jews, our way is God's way. Now, Paul wrote later how he persecuted believers, how he tried to destroy the church. He openly cursed the name of Jesus and his claim to be the Son of God. He had led the persecution of believers in Jerusalem, trying to force believers to curse the name of Jesus. If they refused to give up their faith, he would have them beaten or driven away, separated from families, put in prison, and some even were killed. And Paul thought, by doing all this, he was serving God, because he believed Jesus to be a false Savior. Now, not satisfied with harming believers only in Jerusalem, Paul got the authority to go to Damascus, to a foreign city, to stop believers from spreading their word there. On the way, of course, is when Jesus appeared to him in his glory. He rebuked Paul for fighting against God, the very one whom he thought he was serving. Paul was shocked by this revelation. His conscience was horrified that he could do something like this against his God, whom he thought he loved. Just give you an illustration of what must have been the way Paul was thinking at the time. I'd like you to think that you're in the health department, and your job is to help to prevent COVID from spreading. And so you go about community centers, nursing homes, you're going to all these different people and telling them, this is how you stop the spread. But unwittingly, you don't realize you have COVID. You have no symptoms, but you have COVID. And that all those people you saw, you spread COVID to. And now many are sick. Many are hospitalized. Some have died. And you are responsible for that. That's the way the Apostle Paul thought when he realized the sins that he had committed against God and his people. He knew there was no work that he could do to undo what he had done. He deserved God's eternal anger against him, just like all sinners deserve, just like you and I deserve. We haven't been, probably not anyway, so sinfully violent as the Apostle Paul, but we have failed our God. We don't always pray that God's will be done. We don't always trust God the way we should in all situations. We get angry. We hold grudges instead of forgiving and having the gentleness that Christ wants us to have. And there's one I especially feel guilty about. Sometimes we have opportunities to speak the truth, to help people realize their sins so that they could appreciate the news of the Savior, but we remain silent. And we let those people remain in their sins. We are not worthy to be called Christians. Through the words of Jesus, and later through a prophet or a Christian named Ananias, God opened Paul's eyes. Paul went to Damascus. He fasted for several days, waiting for the Lord's word that Jesus had promised he would send him. And God sent Ananias to assure Paul that he was a forgiven brother in Christ. God restored his physical sight because he had been blinded by the vision of Jesus. But more than that, he let Paul see that Jesus was the promised Savior. Paul was now a new person with faith worked by the Holy Spirit. God's way was now his way. He received Christ's forgiveness in baptism, and he boldly proclaimed Jesus as the saving Son of God. Paul wrote about this later to Timothy. He said, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Now, our sinful natures are just like Paul's. We're tempted to think we're good enough without Christ. We don't really need him for much. By our nature, we think my way must be God's way. We need God's word to take away our blindness. We desperately need Jesus as our Savior, just like Paul did. What a comfort it is to me, and I hope it is to you, to see the life of the Apostle Paul, who called himself the worst of sinners. For if Jesus was gracious enough to serve to save him, he can rescue us from any sin that we also have committed. The Bible states the Lord is not slow to do what he promised. Instead, he is patient for your sakes, not wanting anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. God has brought us together today that we as sinners might hear good news. Jesus has taken away all of our sins by his sacrifice on the cross. Our risen Savior has brought that forgiveness to us through his word and through water connected to the word. And God, the Holy Spirit, has given us a new nature which believes in Christ to save us. Like Paul, we can rejoice, we can be thankful that our gracious God in Christ has changed us for life. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Our prayer today is a hymn. Chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me, died that I might live on high, lived that I might never die. As the branches to the vine, I am his and he is mine. Oh, the height of Jesus' love, higher than the heavens above, deeper than the depths of sea, lasting as eternity. Love that found me, wondrous thought, found me when I sought him not. Oh, my Savior, help afford by thy Spirit and thy word. When my wayward heart would stray, keep me in the narrow way. Grace in time of need supply while I live and when I die. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.